Earthquakes, text by Julie Hayden. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. What is an earthquake? An earthquake is the shaking of the Earth's surface. Earthquakes are set off by fast movements of the Earth's rocky shell. There are about 500,000 detectable earthquakes every year. They occur in many places around the world, including under the oceans. Most earthquakes are small and don't cause any damage, but large earthquakes can be devastating. Scientists study the Earth's layers to understand earthquakes. Recently, scientists have been able to explain how and why earthquakes happen. The science of earthquakes is called seismology. Scientists who study earthquakes are called seismologists. Chapter 2. The Earth's Layers. Long ago, people believed that the Earth was solid. But today, scientists know that the Earth is made up of layers. The center of the Earth is called the core. The core is very hot. The inner core is a solid ball made mostly of iron, and the outer core is made mostly of liquid iron. The mantle surrounds the core and is made of very hot rock. The lower part of the mantle is soft and can move very slowly. The mantle and the core make up most of the Earth. The top layer of the Earth is called the crust and is made of rock. It is the thinnest of all the Earth's layers. It is thinnest under the oceans and much thicker under the continents. Chapter 3. Tectonic Plates. The crust and the upper part of the mantle are made up of huge plate-like pieces of rock that float on the lower part of the mantle, so they are always moving. Most of the time, the movements of the pieces are so slow that people cannot feel them. These huge pieces of rock are called tectonic plates. They are different sizes, and each one has a name. When the edges of the plates meet, the plates can spread apart, slide past each other, or push against each other until one plate is forced beneath the other. Chapter 4. Faults. The movements of the tectonic plates make cracks in the Earth's rocky crust. These cracks are called faults, and they form at the edges of the plates. Some faults are easy to see. Most faults are stuck in place, but the plates keep moving slowly. Over time, this builds stress in the rocks. When the stress is too much for the rocks, they break suddenly along the fault. Shock waves spread out in all directions and make the ground shake. This is an earthquake, and it is why most earthquakes happen near the edges of tectonic plates. Chapter 5. Measuring earthquakes. Scientists use machines called seismographs to measure earthquakes. Information from seismographs helps scientists to work out the size of an earthquake and where and when it happened. A small earthquake makes a small wiggle on a seismograph, and a big earthquake makes a large wiggle. Scientists give an earthquake a number on a scale to describe its size. The higher the number, the bigger the earthquake. There are several different scales, but scientists often use the magnitude scale to measure the size of the earthquake source. This magnitude 9.5 earthquake in Chile in 1960 was the world's biggest earthquake since 1900. The Richter scale measures the largest wiggle on the recordings made by the seismographs. The modified Mercalli scale measures the damage the earthquake does on the Earth's surface. An earthquake that is high on the Richter scale may not do a lot of damage in an area where few people live. The same earthquake would be low on the modified Mercalli scale. Chapter 6. Preparing for an earthquake. Scientists don't know exactly when an earthquake will happen, but they do know that earthquakes are more likely to happen in some areas. People living in these areas have to be prepared for an earthquake. Earthquakes are common in Japan. During an earthquake, school children sit under a table so that they are protected from falling objects. If they are outside, they try to move to an open area. Some people keep a helmet handy in case of an earthquake. Chapter 7, Earthquake Survivor.
My name is Mohammed. On the 26th of December 2003, a devastating earthquake struck my home city of Bam in Iran. It destroyed most of the city and killed more than 26,000 people. Tens of thousands of people lost their homes. It was early morning when the earthquake struck. I was asleep with my family outside our home. A smaller earthquake had woken us earlier in the night, so we decided to sleep outside. This decision saved our lives. The earthquake made the ground shake. It seemed to rise in waves beneath us. I was very scared. Most of the houses were made of mud bricks. They collapsed, and people were buried beneath them. All over the city, people helped to dig out survivors. My father and I helped to rescue some of our neighbors. Bam is over 2,000 years old and was very famous for its history and beauty. The magnitude 6.6 earthquake turned most of the city into a pile of dust. People from other countries came to help us. They brought food, water, clothes, tents, and medicine. People have started to build new homes in Bam, but the city will never be the same.